His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. There is a winter storm watch in effect for our entire tri-state region, basically from Saturday afternoon through Sunday evening, as we are expecting a huge storm to enter our area. Pat Pagano is already saying there could be up to a foot or more accumulation of snow and sleet, and some ice mixed in with that as well. Sunday will be the worst travel day of all. It looks like it will come in to our area Saturday evening or late Saturday afternoon and not exit until late Sunday night or early Monday morning. We'll keep you updated with Pat Pagano's forecast every hour on the hour with updates as needed here on Robinhood Radio. The public is invited to share a community dinner, which is free, at the Millergent Presbyterian Church on Main Street from 6 till 7 p.m. In addition to the meal, there'll be an opportunity to shop for free household items and clothing. The Northeast Millergent Library presents a lecture on common mistakes in estate planning at 6:30. Reservations are requested at 518-789-3340. More information, millergentlibrary.org. There's a holiday farmers market, Berkshire Grown, that is happening on January 19th. Locally grown and produced foods and gifts, including fruits, vegetables, cheese, meats, breads, yarn, and more, live music, lunch fare, and children's activities. More information, berkshiregrown.org. The Northeast Millergent Library presents Hooked on Llamas with Country Quilt Farm. That'll be Saturday, 1 till 2 p.m. You can learn and get a reading of Is Your Mama a Llama? And learn about llamas and pet a real one as well. All ages are welcome. No registration is required. Kent Library Association, the operating entity of the Kent Memorial Library, holding its annual meeting on January 19th at 2 p.m. at Kent Town Hall. The public is invited to attend. The Sharon Historical Society and Museum announces the opening of the next exhibit in the gallery at the Historical Society, the 9th Annual Northlight Arts Center Student Show, January 19th until March 8th, the opening reception on Saturday from 5 until 7 p.m., a broad variety of artworks by students of all ages, drawings, pastels, watercolors, acrylic, and oil paintings representing a wide range of subject matter. The Sharon Historical Society and Museum on Main Street in Sharon. Hours are Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, noon to 4, and Saturday from 10 till 2. More information is available at sharonhist.org. The Amenia Fire Company will sponsor its monthly all-you-can-eat breakfast Sunday from 7:30 to 11 at the Firehouse on Mechanic Street, $8 for adults, children and seniors $7. The menu includes pancakes, French toast, omelets, eggs any style, toast, hash browns, bacon, sausage, and beverages. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average wound up the day at 24,370.10, the NASDAQ at 7,084.46, and the S&P starts off today at 2635.96. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.